Now it's time for Dear Scott, where a posh lady, who sometimes is on Radio 4, reads out the emails and texts that you send to us and we answer them. Here's the first one.
Dear Scott, love the show. I have been an avid listener of the podcast for over 2 years now, having got onto your show from hearing an MP3 of you annoying a pizza shop owner that someone got from Geek World and sent to me on email. Lately, I've been bored at work and have been listening to some really old podcasts of you that are in my iPod, circa 2006, and have a question that I wanted to ask.
Okay.
Whatever happened to the honesty game? It was such a good feature, especially with Colin Murray. And now that you have Wacky Becky on, surely there's a plethora of new material waiting to be dug up there.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, just wanted to pass on my regards as a fan. It's good listening to a podcast that's done in the heady style of British humour that's kind of modern, as opposed to the perception of British humour that most people have here in Australia. Usually, if you mention British humour, people will start doing a really bad impression of people like Basil Fawlty or Rick from The Young Ones. Thanks, Andre.
Thank you very much, Andre, from Australia. I love it that people listen to our podcast all over the world. And that's us. That's our humour. It's kind of modern. We should do the honesty game again. We haven't done it for a couple of years now, I think. And we certainly haven't done it since you've been on. Definitely.
P.S. Being an Aussie, I think that the Australian accent that you and Becky do is bleeding hilarious. So if you read this on air, can you please respond using that accent? Much appreciated.
Well, Andre, it's so nice to hear from you. What do you want to say to Andre, Becky?
I don't know about the honesty game, though.
Why not?
I don't know if I want everyone knowing about me.
Oh, don't be a dag.
You bogan.
You bogan.
Okay. When are we going to do it, though?
Bogan Povo.
Are we going to do it soon?
Soon? Yeah, we can do. Let's ask the one that doesn't speak. The one that doesn't speak Australian.
He gave us thumbs up in Australian then. That's so good.
So good. Okay, yeah, we'll do that soon. Thanks very much for your email all the way from Australia. Next.
Hi, Scott. My name is Molly. I'm 12 years old and I'm from the UK, but I've lived abroad all my life. Currently, I'm living in Doha, Qatar, though you probably have never heard of Doha, as it's tiny. It's right next to Saudi Arabia, in case you were wondering.
Yep.
Anyway, I just wanted to say that I love listening to your podcast and that you, Becky and Chappers are so funny. I love all of you. Also, the posh Radio 4 lady is amazing because she sounds just like me. Brackets, very posh. I also think that Love Handles is brilliant and I got told off in class for singing it. Tongue sticking out, smiley. It would make my year if this was read out on the radio and podcast, even though it probably won't be. But oh well, I won't be too disappointed if not. Smiley. Lots of love and big hugs. Molly off of Doha. XOXO.
Hi, Molly off of Doha. I've actually been to Qatar.
Have you?
Yeah, I've been to Doha Airport.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice, actually.
Just like every other airport or anything?
Well, they've modernised it, actually, over the last couple of years. So it used to be a little bit shabby, but now, oh, it's up there with some of the best airports in the world, I would say. The Juicy Free Shop, something else.
Mm.
Really good.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So hi, Molly, off of Doha. I know where you are. Thanks for listening.
I don't think she lives in the airport.
It'd be quite good living in an airport, though, wouldn't it?
It's a bit Tom Hanks.
Next.
Dear Scott, Becky and Chappers, on today's show, you were talking about those air freshener things which smell like Christmas pudding. I really do not like any type of air fresheners because I agree with Chappers that the smell is horrible. I am also afraid that they will catch on fire if you leave them too long by a radiator in the sun, even the paper tree ones. Just one last thing before I go. I would like the posh Radio 4 lady to read out some Welsh to see how she pronounces it.
Okay.
Bore da. Bleroit yn byw, rydw yn hoffi coffi a toast achos mae'n hyfryd. Thanks. From Kevin off of Abergavenny.
Well, hi Kevin off of Abergavenny.
What on earth was that?
Well, posh lady was saying, good morning, where do you live? I like coffee and toast because it's lovely. for all you non-Welsh speaking listeners out there.
I didn't know you spoke Welsh.
Yeah, I had to, you know when we were doing Barrioke in Barry Island?
Mm-hmm.
I had to do research, so I just learnt Welsh.
Really?
A couple of days took that.
Is that all it took?
Mm-hmm.
Did you learn
quite
it
easy.
From that little thing on your phone?
Hmm?
You just learn it from that thing on your phone?
No, that's
or
French.
Do you learn it like the one that doesn't speak learns languages, where he just changes the dictionary on his or the font of his phone so all the words come up in a different language?
And that's then confusing.
All he knows how to say in Italian is write new message.
No, I got one of those CDs. Learn Welsh the easy way, and
oh, yeah.
You just repeat it. And then
2 days, that's amazing.
Yeah, try it.
Maybe you can learn a new language by Monday.
Yeah, I'd like...
Two new languages by Monday, because you've got Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, no, it just goes in there. I've just got a real knack of it, I don't know why.
Russian and Polish, go.
If you want to ask us anything on Dear Scott, you can send an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk or text 81199. Thank you.